Okay, tonight we're going to continue the inyan of Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum that we did last week. And the Gemara on Chesem and Aleph Amar Funa Bebihuda Merebiami La'olam Yashlim Odom Parshyoso Vimatzibur Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. So everyone has to be Mashlim Parshiosim and Matzibor Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum. And we discussed last week what it means, Imatzibor. But then, let's see what the Gemara continues in Chesamid Beis. Vafilo Ataros V'divon. That even a Pasuk, you have a Chumash here? Ataros V'divon. So you have Bamidbar Lamed Gimel here. Bamidbar Lamed Beis. So again, the Gemara begins at the bottom of Chesam Ralef, Amar Funa Bar Yehuda, Amar Viami, the bottom line, La'olam Yashlim Odom Parshiosim Matzibur, Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, Vafilo Ataros V'divon. So the Gemara says that there's a chiv to be Mashlim Parshiosim Matzibur. Last week we discussed when is considered im hatzibur, and then but now we're seeing the Gemara says that even sukkim, that we'll see what it means, that either don't have a targum, like you have a name of a place, Ataros V'divon, so even those sukkim, you still have to be mashlim Parshiosim imatzibur. That the pasuk says by Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, and in Parshas Matos, it says Mikne Rav Hayu, and it says Vayvo Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven Yomoshal. Ataros v'divon v'yazev v'nimer v'cheshbon v'alei shvam nivon v'on ha'aretz ha'shayika Hashem v'nei adas Yisrael es Mikne hu l'avdechel Mikne. In other words, they wanted the land of Ataros V'divon that was on Eiver HaYarden, that was the land that the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven wanted. So even these words, Ataros V'divon, you also have a chiv to be Mashlim Parshiosim Imatzibur. And we'll have to see why the Gemara picked those words. They could have picked any Mekoymos, or could have picked Reuven and Shimon. Also, there's no Targum in Reuven and Shimon. So what happens at Taurus V'divon? So we'll see. We'll have to see more. So, Shechol HaMashlim Parshiosim Imatzibur Marichin Lo Yomav Ushnoisov. So again, so Rashi teaches on the top, Vafil at Taurus V'divon, She'ein Bo Targum. There's no Targum. So the Chiddush is, even that, you have to be Mashlim Parshiosim v'matzibur. So the question is, what does that mean, first of all? So ein bar targum, so does that mean, therefore, that you have to be, therefore, read it three times? Is that the pshat? I feel, or if there's no targum, so you just do shnai mikra, and there's no targum, there's no targum. Or do you read it a third time? So let's look in Tosfos, starting on Chesam and Aleph. Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum.
Three times.
And if there's no Targum? Ataros V'divon. Oichet. And so that means that what? Even though there's no Targum, a third time, read the Pasuk. Pasuk. Right. So let's see Tosfos. Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. Yesh Mefarshim Vuhadin Lelozos Belaz Shalahem, that even if it's not the Targum, even if it's another Taich of Laz, Shalahem, not Havi Kumo Targum. That's also like Targum Shemefarsh Lefamim, explains the Psukim. Kimo Shah Targum Mefarsh Lameha Oretz, Kachem Mevini Mitoch Alas. That even if it's not Targum Lukulus, but maybe Laz is also good. So that's the first parish. So Tosis says, V'lo Nehira. Shereya Targum Mefarsh B'masha Ein Lumod Men HaIvri. He says, no, because you can't just use any stam Targum, because Targum is a special Taich, Misinai, that you don't find necessarily in the Laz Taich. Kedashka Mekama Duchti, Damer of Yosef, Il Malay Tirgoma, the High Crow, Lo Yadana Maika Omar. In other words, without the Targum, I wouldn't understand. So, Mashma Davka, the Targum Unculus, is Miyuchad. Alkein ein lomar b'shum loshen pam shlishis ki'im b'loshen targum. So he says, so therefore, you can't say any other targum except the targum.
What says the targum?
Oh, so we'll see the next. So let's see the next tosis.
Well, what's the time here? I looked it up.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm reading. It says, machlelta, umalbeshta, umim.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah, we'll see in a second. So let's see the next toy. So from this toy, we have one opinion that says you could have a Targum, even not Targum Unculus, you could have Laz. And then, but he says, no, he thinks Dafka Targum Unculus. Now the next toy says, Afilo Tarz V'divon, Peish Rashi, Afilo Tarz V'divon, She'ein Bo Targum, So he explains Rashi, that Rashi means that if there's no Targum Unculus, so you have to read the Lashon Kodesh three times. He says, so Tosis asks a kasha, v'kasha, amai nokar atars v'divon, sheyesh lo mikol mokum Targum Yushalmi. He says that even though maybe there's no Targum Unculus, but Targum Yerushalmi you have. So that's not, so therefore, that's not such a good example then. Because at least there, there's Chotcha, another Targum you could do. It would have been better, Hayaloloma, Reuven v'Shimon. Reuven v'Shimon, there's nothing. With Reuven v'Shimon, it's Reuven v'Shimon. Obsuka Achrinish, ain't but Targum Klal. So what's the Pshat? V'yishloimer, Mishum Hochi Nochad Ator v'Divon. Aval gav she'ein bo targum yadua, el targum Yerushalmi. V'tzarech likros gimel pa'omim va'ivri. Mikol mokum yosetov likros pam shlishis betargum. So that's what he means to say, that if there's a targum Yerushalmi, so then afilo tarz v'divon that doesn't have a targum unkulus but has a targum Yerushalmi, then do it in the targum Yerushalmi. So that's a different pshat than Rashi. Rashi says, the way he explained it, that ein bo targum, and the way, so therefore you have to read it shlosh pa'amim. So he learns, no, that afilo tarz v'divon that doesn't have a targum unkulus, but it's a targum Yerushalmi, so you read the targum Yerushalmi. And
It should be a targum.
The question is, what if there's no Targum at all? So some Mefarshim learn, if there's no Targum at all, according to some Mishonim, maybe even according to Tosis, then you just read the Mikra Shnei Pamim. There's no din of Shnayim, it's only Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. There's no Targum. Then who says that you read Sholosh Pamim? It's not Pashim, they read Sholosh. The Gemara was only saying it by Ataras V'divon, because there the Chol HaPachos, you have another Targum. But if you don't have any Targum, like Reuven v'Shimon, so Lloyd Shitas Rashi by Reuven Shalosh B'Ivri. And others, and it could be even Tosfos, might hold that you just read Pamayim, and then nothing.
But it helps to say that it's just three times. Unless.
Unless, right, we'll see. Rishon. Yeah.
Is your Shami the same thing?
What's the key of Shami can get a target? Leave aside the Zoom ports.
Yeah, no. To say the words, Shnai Mikra,
Vechatar. So there's no chiyuv to say three times. Leave aside whatever unusual words which are on time. Shnai Mikra is halacha, right? Twice or not. It doesn't say three times.
Right. Shnai Mikra Vechatar.
So what would be with this part to say that you have to read the Vechatar even with a third time?
The way you have to say twice, you have to say the third time.
But the whole point of the third time is what is Targum.
Right, so if it's not Targum...
It doesn't say, Chayim Adam, the Kershosh Bum, Beim Lav Shlaim Yechavet Targum. No,
right, so some Rishon Taka, one alert.
I mean, what's the word to say, Faker? If there's Targum of some sort, because the Gemara is not explicit as to what Targum it is, whether Targum Shalmi, Targum Unkle, Targum, right?
Right.
Well, again, just to clean up, you're part of my feeble understanding, please explain to me just what it means.
So someone learned Pshat Rashi that it's really a din that you have to read it three times. But at least one of the times we want that it should be a shtickle perish. But if there's no perish, so then the ikur din is really reading it three times. That's how someone will say. We'll see one of the svarim says. So Mamela, if there's a targum, the third time can be in targum. But if not, go back to the Iker thing of reading it three times.
I just follow up on the same process. If that was the case, why does it say the Ulam Yikra Adam Shosh Pamim? It doesn't say that.
No, right, because
the presuppose with Rashi is that really there's a chiva three times. But in lieu of the fact that we have a target, we do it that way.
Right.
But I thought my character. The way you explained it last week is that the target was to explain the Torah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see.
We'll see.
Like you don't skip the words, you read it. Like there's no, it's you can't translate. There's no Torah because it's the same exact word.
Doesn't the second toast put the same the first toast put?
Third time.
You can explain, doesn't the whole process, the Torah is just those two words? No. Yeah. Those are all pasuk. I mean, those two words are used as a general... I think he means literally two words, though. Yeah, so according to Rashi, three times, but according to the other Rishonim, that it's dafka targum. And if there's no Targum Yishalmi, then it could be, that'll just be two times, Reuven Shimon. According to Rashi, we'll see what the Parshim say about this. Because if you look, that there are Parshim that say that you only have to read it two times if they know... if there's no Targum.
Why do you have to read it two times?
Yes, so we saw the Shalom said last week that it's connected to the Makri and the Sirsur. Like when you're reading the Torahs, it's the Balkari and the Oila. So it's connected to the Balkari and the Oila is two times. And then there was a Matargim.
Matargim was also.
There's also. So you had the two Mikras and the Echad Targum.
Very interesting. The Matargim was Choyzer HaTorah with Ibn Alon.
Yeah.
The Matargim what used to be. Would it skip that or it would...
So maybe would read the Targum Yerushalmi.
No, but the Targum
from a
Targum, we just was
the Targum
on his own.
Yeah, so let's see. Let's look in the Rabbeinu Yoinah now. On page 3. Look in the Rabbeinu Yoinah. Afila Tarz v'divon, yesh mevarshim denokot zeh posib m'nei she'en lo Targum. this pasuk doesn't have a targum. Koma shafil apsukim she'in lam targum. Tzarech lukro osom shlosha ponim. That's Rashi. He says v'ze eino nira. She'imatzino harbei psukim acherim she'in lam targum. Psukim shel birkas kohanim. He says the psukim of birkas kohanim. V'acherim harbei. V'lam aluiz kirim. Why dafka atars v'divon? Al korcha nira. The mishum hoki nokar haikro lashminen. Tafilo atars v'divon she'in lo targum unkulus. El targum Yerushalmi. Shezo michlalta umelbeshta. That's the targum. We'll see what that means. Tzorech lomar also targum sheyeshlo. V'apsukim acherim. She'ein lehem lo targum unkulus lo targum Yerushalmi efshe shedai b'sheyom or some shtei pomim. Efshe tzorech lomo so shlosh lom pomim, that's like Rashi. But it could be, it can sign, that shtei pomim is enough.
Efshe.
It's not conclusive. Possibility. So you have two pshatim in the Gemara. Afil atars v'divon, that there's no targum, so therefore you read it Shalosh Pomim, or Afilo Atars V'Divon, that there's no Targum, but there's Targum Yishalmi, so then you have to read Shnai Mikro Vecha Targum. But Vaisto is something that like Ruven V'Shimon, then just Shnai Mikro. There's no Targum, so no Targum. That's it. Mm-hmm. If you don't have Targum, there's nothing. So it comes out that the two possibilities how to learn this Gemara, of what's the din if there's no Targum.
The Maisa, but you're going to end up reading it three times anyway. Because if you're going to read another Targum, it's going to have, you're not going to skip words in the Pasuk. So Maisa, it's going to come out that you still will read, say, like Reuven and Shimon, that doesn't have Yerushalmi or Unkelus. Nonetheless, you're going to end up saying it three times. If you're reading the Pasuk and you...
No, I mean, Reuven and Shimon, according to the other day, you won't repeat.
You're
say,
not going to read that. You're not going to read that word. You're going to skip that word if you're reading.
No, the pasuk says Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda.
So those pesukim you'll skip.
You'll say those pesukim twice, the mikra,
and then you skip.
And there's nothing in the targum that adds. So shnayim mikra. According to Rashi, you have to read it three times. So take a look in the Shalosh HaKadosh on page 6.
All day you have to say it twice, and then
we're talking after Chatzos Erev Shabbos, right?
Right.
Slow,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Slow,
it's right here. Look. Yeah, look, on Yud Beis. Look in the bottom, Yud Beis. We'll see if... Os Yud Beis on the right side. Umikoidim, last two lines.
Yeah.
Mikoidim atzvila, yikra pasha shnayim mikra v'achar tagav, lo yikra pasha rach biyom hashishi achar Chatzos. You can read it from Sunday already. V'yesh mefarshim de nakar atars v'divin v'yesh esvarim shekhozom targum Yerushalmi. The nakar atar v'divin lafapi she'en tzarech kol kach targum. Ulfi zeh, Reuven v'shimon ein tzarech l'kroso gimel pomim. Right? That's what we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah. U'mikol makom nogu l'hachmer k'rashi. The minhag is to be machmer like Rashi, if there's no targum to read it a third time. So he says like this. Nira be'einai likros psukim yivarecha Hashem yar Hashem yisa Hashem gimel pa'amim v'chachach ha'targum oysen ha'anogim l'hachmir likro ruve v'shimon gimel pa'amim ki eilo psukim psukim rive v'shimon shavim heim mashma rabbeinu yoyin shekosev zel shono filo b'tars v'divon יש מפורשים נוקד זה הפוסק בני שאין לו תרגום. וכל מה שאפילו פסוקים שאין להם תרגום, צריך לקרוא אותו סוף גימל פעמים. He says, וזה אינו נראה, שראה מצינו הרבה פסוקים אחרים שאין להם תרגום. כל פסוקים של ברכס, this is רבן יום, ברכס כהנים אחרים הרבה, ולכן לא הזכירו. שמע מנו לפי הנוגים להחמיר לקרוא רובים שם גימל פעמים, היגר גם כן ברכס כהנים גימל פעמים. Because if ברכס כהנים doesn't have a תרגום, and he מחמיר, three times on Reuven and Shimon, so who are Dinami, he should be Machmir three times on Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha.
He says Gimel Pamim and the Targum.
Oh.
It's
so
the fourth time.
Oh. The Afal Gav, the Islaip Targum, Kimoshe Nimtza B'chumoshim Shalonu, Targum Elu Pesukim, Efshe Shetze Targum, Einu Mekubal B'Sinai. Because Rabbeinu Yoyna Zogt, that Birkas Koyanim doesn't have a Targum. Right? We just, right in the Rabbeinu, it doesn't have a Targum. So he said, but with Takin Achumoshim, there is the Targum. So it must be like this. That this Targum is Mefukpo. So Memela, so maybe it's not a Targum Misinai, because you see Rabbeinu Yonah said we don't have a Targum on Birkas Kohanim. So what you have to do is, you read it three times, because maybe this Targum is not an emissary, it's not Misinai. But maybe it is. So then read the Targum also. It's Misafik. You can do... Because if there's no Targum, then according to Rashi, you have to read the Pasuk three times. But if there's a Targum, then you have to read the Targum. So he's saying, read the Pasuk three times, al atzad that there's no Targum, al atzad that there's Targum,
you have to read
the Targum.
Again, but why is Yivrecha unique in this respect?
So not even four times.
Four times, but L'chumra.
L'chumra
because we don't know.
He holds like Rashi,
but he's Mesupak.
Then if there is a Targum, then
he has right. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says we don't have a Targum.
Yeah.
But in Achumashim, there is a Targum. So Misafek. Oh, but.
Why Yivrecha?
Stop. There was no.
What?
Maybe somehow that Targum we didn't get. Okay, Yikra Mikra Gimel Poem Gam a Targum. Ulaihu Targum Makubal. Maybe Taka was, just because Rabbeinu Yonah says we don't have a Targum, maybe he didn't have it, but Taka, it was Misinai. Or maybe Taka, the fact that Rabbeinu Yonah didn't have it, there's a simon that it wasn't Misinai. Right, because Rabbeinu Yonah says there's no Targum on the Birkas Kohanim. So does that show that it's not a real Targum, that it came after, someone made it up? Well, no, it's just, they didn't it wasn't, somehow it got lost, but Taka's Misinai, and after the Zman of Rabbeinu Yonah, they found it, but it's Taka's Emes Arichtika Targum Misinai, so we're not sure.
He never saw it.
And then he says, unbelievable, look at this. Appella, listen to this. Acher Kosvi Zeh, Matsasi Besidurm, Maram Hirtz, Zal, Shekosov, Betvil Shmoin Esrei, what does it mean, Barchenu Barbrocha Hamushul Esrei? So Poshup Shad means that the Broch has three parts to it. Right. Ledaiti Mishul Esrei Batora Hainu Mishum Deleis Le Targum, Vitzorach Leshalish Hamikra. That's what it means, Barchenu Barbrocha Hamushul Esrei. That this Brocha is a Brocha that we have to say, Mishul Esrei, three times. Masha'en came be brocha acheres, sheshnayim mikra v'echa targum. V'chinam yistabra, nid'omar haksuv al yidei Moshe, v'lo al yidei hametargim. So that's a new pshat. Poshup pshat means that yirecha v'sherecha is one thing, yashe ponecha v'yuchinecha is two, yisa shemona v'shulasha, three parts. But he's saying an anayatayich, that since there's no targum, you have to read it three times, thus heis, brachenu bar brocha v'mishulasha.
But there's a consensus that there was a Targum given at Sinai, and that's Unkelos?
Yeah. Yeah.
That everyone?
Agrees? Yeah, yeah, that's in the Gemara.
Why is it called Unkelos? It's also very interesting that was the language, you know, specifically, because, I mean, Unkelos was like there's a star.
It's Tana, right. But so that's
predicting that it's going to be.
Right, whatever it is. That's considered Mekubal Misinai.
Unkelos, again.
Yeah. From
he's paskening Malcolm Miran on the Rabbanan. This is the Rabbanan.
Yeah, no.
Aren't they supposed to be Mekel on the Rabbanan?
No. So you're asking a very good question. Why are we Machmir Misafik under the Rabbanan? So you know why? The Ran says in Psochim that Sofik the Rabbanon Lakula is only if it's a Tircha. If it's not a Tircha, then we machmir even on the Rabbanon's Lachumah. Where does he say it? This is the Shaila in the Gemara in Psachim. You have to do Haseba by Dalat Kaisis. So the Shaila in the Gemara, do you do it for the first two Kaisis or for the last two Kaisis? It's a Shaila in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, since we don't know, we do for all four. So the Ran asks a Kasha. So he gives a couple of terutzim, but one of the terutzim he gives is that even though Haseb is only Durabanon, and you should say Sofik Durabanon Lakula, but it's something that doesn't have a tircha at all, so then you go Chumra even by Durabanon.
Where do you think that
Yonitu Haseb is? That was the Besorah that they had, that the only two Haseb is by the Dal Kosis. So the Shail is which two, the first two or the last two? Sofek, we do all four. So the Ran asked the Kasha, why don't you say Sofek Lakula? So he says, because it's Milsad Lais Beitircha. So over here, you read it another time. It's Beitircha. Oh. So now, so let's look now in Shulchan Aruch. The next page, you can see what page is that?
Eight.
He said, look in the Siv Beis. Look in, first in Siv Beis. Im lomen ha-parsha b'peirish harashi choshuv kimo targum. B'irei shamayim yikra targum v'gam peirish rashi. So,
That's incredible.
So he says,
our language is much more clear.
Yeah. So he says, let's see the Magen Avraham and Dalad. He called Malkum Tzarech Likros Baseball Mimikra. And Misha Aim Biyodo Targum Mikra Baseball Mimikra. So Chakach Shiyelo Targum Yikra. So the Shaila is like this. What's the din if a person, say he only has a chumash, he's away on a vacation in the face. He has a chumash, but it doesn't have targum. So what should he do? So two possibilities. Either let him read it three times, each pasuk. Or no, let him read two times. And then later, even though it'll be achad zman, say he's going to wait for 2 weeks, he'll read the targum later. Or should we say, no, better to do it bizman and read it three times. So he says, no. Yikra beis pa min mikra, v'achakach shiyelo targum, yikra. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. But take a look in the Pre-Megadim. Take a look at the Pre-Megadim on page 9. Next page of the Pre-Megadim. So this is not this for next week. This is leave that here. Yeah. So he said, "Gam Perish Rashi, Mar Gavram Shem."
With the Gimel, it's
on
the left.
I am Mar Gavram. Shem Hachi Yerei Shemayin Kari Tagim VeGam Perish Rashi. Kumo, I am Mar Gavram. Any Yodei Mamlam Dei Nevadai Hachin Mash Mepashne Delishna Tamachaber De Perish Rashi Olo Lo Rak Mokum Tagim. Vav Gimel Pa'amim Targum Einu Yotze Ki Im Beis Pa'amim Mikra Vecha Targum Perish Rashi Masha Kosuk She'ein Lo Targum Vim Supak O Yudei Shelo Yeh Lo Targum Kol Yimei Ho Yoso Baderech Yira Dekore Shalosh Pa'amim Mikra Kimo Ruven Shimon Hu Perish Rashi Yosef Tov Mishikra Gimel Pa'amim Mikra Im Kein Ein Lo Ki Im Mikra Bilchud. So he says that you should read Shalosh Pa'amim Mikra. You should read Shalosh Pa'amim Mikra. In other words, the Magen Avraham says, if you don't have Targum, you don't have Rashi, you don't have Targum, you just have the Mikra, and you're on the Derech. So the Magen Avraham says, you read Shalosh, you read Shnei Pa'amim, and then Targum you read when you come home. And the Prima Gadim says, no, perhaps not. Perhaps you have to read three Pa'amim Mikra.
Or Perish Rashi.
Yeah, but say you don't have Perish Rashi.
But if he had Perish Rashi, he's better to read twice than Perish Rashi, right?
Yeah.
So, which leads into an interesting question, right?
Here's one second. So, take a look here on page 11. It's a Hanktika Sefer. So he wants to say Pshat like this. Look in the bottom. Os Lamed Dalet. Tachos Prima Gadim Simin Reish Pehe Reishal Avram. The Etzem Dina Shal Prima Gadim Shekostov Shehecha Shebiyado Targum. Yikras Amikra Gimel Pomim Kosov Lidmozol Lamashi Yeshmin Amishon Shtovim Sheba Pasuk Shebo Targum Yikras Amikra Gimel Pomim. There's a prima godim brings a raya since pasuk that doesn't have targum, you read three times mikra. So hu adinami, if you bederech, you read three times. So what's the connection? L'chor one pasuk has a targum, the other pasuk doesn't. L'chor tzarchiyin, yesh mokum l'chalik. Bein pasuk she'ein bo targum, shebezi yesh l'chayv she'ikra samikra gimel pomim. Bein pasuk she'esh bo targum, elu hu atzmo ein lo targum l'fonov. There's the efshar she'kriyas a targum, he no li kuva. Maybe you don't mekayim anything by reading it three times. If a pasuk doesn't have mela, but if a pasuk has, you just don't have the targum, so mela, it's nothing, so you'll just have to, like the Magen Avraham, wait till you get. But he says no, that even a pasuk that has targum, but you're on the derech, you should read three times, the Prima Gadim says. So what's the pshat? He says, L'chor yesh mokum loma shadover zet holoi bebeis ta'amim shekosov nulel, v'tamei akriya. V'vayar shitas rishonim sovim shepsukim sheilem targum yukras amikra b'gimel pomim. Shim noma shatam hu mishum shebaosom psukim sheilem targum hainu shehim uvonim l'rov pashtusam imkein hapam shlishi shekori hu perish oso apasuk v'kores amikra b'ham shlishi b'toros targum. In other words, if you say you have to read three times, so the third one is b'mkom targum. Memela dafka bosom psukim she'ein lehem ein behem targum yish l'chayv likros hamikra gimel pomim. Ma she'ein kein bosom psukim she'yish lehem targum yish l'atzmo ein lo targum ein mokom lo ma she'ikros hamikra gimel pomim. Because the third is b'mkom targum. Ma she'ein kein im no ma she'osom rishom svirle she'atakono hayso likro gimel pomim mikra. Really, the takana is to read gimel mapam mikra. El sh'omer shalatzesi dechovas echem en apamim roi sheyikra pam achas mitoch gimel pomim beloshem targum chdei sheyavin. But really, it's a din of three pomim mikra. It says, but we say you could read targum. You read targum bimkom mikra. So then it comes back. If you don't have targum, so go back to the original and read gimel pomim. Mikra. Kach ba'osam psukim she'in lehem targum tzorach likros as a mikra gimel pomim. Kevin she'ikra atakon ha'isa she'ikra gimel pomim. Mele yishmokum loma sh'avhecha she'in biyodo targum shapir tzorach likros as a mikra gimel pomim. V'zohi svaras ha'prima godim. So he says that the prima godim hold. Yeah, but the chiddush is that Rashi's talking about a pasuk that doesn't have targum. He's saying the prima godim, even a pasuk does have targum, but you're in the derech, and you don't have the targum. You only have
to
read the three times. Whereas the Mashenke in the Mogen of Ram says no. The Ram says you read it twice, and when you come home from the derech, even though it's you'll read the targum.
Okay. The Gvorach and the Prima Godim point out something interesting, right? It says here, the Godim, that it's better to Pesach Rashi Yosef Toil Mishik Yo Pom, Rekra, right? Prima Godim,
correct? Right.
Now, Rashi HaKadosh doesn't have every pasuk either.
Right.
So, if you say that the chiyuv to do three times because there's no targum, right?
Yeah.
That's what Gimel Pomim. That doesn't work with Rashi though. And he said, the Sefer says, what? It's better to learn to read Shnai Mikra V'Rashi as opposed to three times Mikra, correct?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So why? Because there's some sort of targum there, correct?
Yeah.
But like everybody, there's no Rashi on every pasuk in Torah.
Right.
So, Marshall, what's the svara of if you hold that Rashi is good enough, either better than nothing, or if you say Rashi up to read three times, what's the svara to read three times then?
Yeah, so the Pashtus.
You don't have Rashi. That's mean that
no, it doesn't say that. It says here, it says, Pesach Yosef Tom Shiv Gimel Pom Nikra. He doesn't say.
Ever you don't have Rashi, that's the Pashtus. That's why Rashi didn't put the payers.
The Moshe.
Yeah.
He makes a whole thing with Torah Svetivan, right? Rashi generally doesn't say pshat and what it means, right?
Right.
So Rabban, how do you find for that?
Yeah, so you could say that the Rashi is in addition to the Targum.
Yeah, but Prima Godim says here.
Yeah, but the Prima Godim says. Right, but he writes also. Mishum Hachi Yerei Shemayim Kari Targum Gam Perish Rashi.
But if you have the two, again.
That's first Targum.
Yeah, that's the Poshut.
And then Rashi.
Right.
And Yerei Shamayim, beside the Targum, what is a regular Chiyav, is a Rashi.
Say Rashi.
Now, yeah, here you have an issue here, right? You have here a case of either you have to say three times Mikra, or twice Mikra and Peres Rashi. That's the case of people going.
Which case?
Either you can say three times Mikra. You have no time.
Where are you reading?
Look at the Prima Godim. Page number 9.
Yeah, where? Which line?
The last.
Perishas Yosetam Shikra Gimel Pami Mikra.
Ois Dalin. The last. With the thing.
Right.
Rashi, right?
Right. Yosetam. Mishikra Gimel Pami Mikra.
Right.
Right. In other words, it's better to say Shnai Mikra of Echad Rashi than three times Mikra.
Now, why?
Because at least you'll get a tight Rashi.
But Rashi doesn't touch every pasuk, so that's the problem.
Right.
In other words, we're declaring on the words of the Targum.
Right.
Rashi for sure doesn't touch every pasuk.
Right.
So, problematic.
Right. So you have to say like what Rabbi Halpert said, that the pasukim he doesn't touch is because those were
kosher. Oh, okay. So then why would you say three times then? In other words, if you hold like Rabbi Halpert.
Yeah.
Who says that the reason we all say Rashi plus we understand the pasuk? Then the whole point of Targum is just to explain it, right?
Right.
So maybe three times then, if you don't have a Targum then, right? Well, right.
Why is this three times?
But Rashi doesn't have three times.
Right. It's a chiddush. The whole thing with the Rashi is a chiddush. You see, the Chofetz Chaim wrote a letter. I put it in here. The Chofetz Chaim said, "Maybe it's Zman Azeh." Yeah, Rashi is b'mkom Targum because people don't understand Targum.
But then the whole story of three goes away.
Right, so that's a Chiddush. The Chofetz Chaim is also a Chiddush.
The issue of three is that you have to be, one or the other. If it's understanding and a Chanami, you're right.
Look in page 18. Let me tell you a letter here from the Chofetz Chaim. There's a letter from the Chofetz Chaim.
Did you get permission to call
Chaim Harris
Foundation to
do that? Yeah. V'nei Ikra Limud Shal Mikra, U'Limud Parshas Shavua, in Perish Rashi, Zal B'chol Shavua. 18. Ikra Limud Shal Mikra, U'Limud Parshas Shavua, in Perish Rashi, Zal B'chol Shavua. Isa Borchas Chaim, Larbein Arosh, Shatziva Labonav, Lumot Tasha Shavua, in Perish Rashi. V'lo Kamo Shanogim, Barmi Mekom, Shalom, Misham, Im Hamon Parsha Shavu b'chol Shabbos Kodesh, v'az Omer l'fneim Rav Hachevre eiza drusha la Parsha, u'marach b'drusha b'drashoso. Al pi rov lo mini mam rak Parsha achas v'lo yoser, v'yeser asidru n'shara etzlon b'lo limud, v'lo zohi haderach shal limud hamikro, v'al yomar ha'odom hine ani maver asedru shnayim mikro v'echa targum, u'v'ze yotze ani yidei chovosi, we mean with Unculus, lo kein adover, ki b'zman ha'gemora haya oz ha'targum limud godol v'nichbad, Shall Yodo Hevinu Hamonas HaTorah? Masha Enkein Etzleinu, Bimeinu Eila, Ein Anu Yotzi Midecho Vaseinu B'Targum, Lefish Ein, Hamone Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Mivinim Oso, Utsvichim Anu L'Bir Nichba Sheifarish Heitev Es Toraseinu HaGdosha, U'Bir Kazeh U'Kerish Rashi, Vu Etzleinu Midino B'mkom HaTargum Shalafnim.
That's very, very,
it's a big Chiddush, yeah.
Well, it's very schwer.
Yeah, it's a Chiddush,
Yeah,
it's a Chiddush.
Shavlo doesn't say that.
Yeah, but that's
again,
what
again, like the Chofetz Chaim now of a diamond.
Yeah,
like the time then this whole three business is a problem.
Right, you're saying because
if the whole business of three is that since we don't have Targum on the pasuk, we don't have the Targum altogether. We say three times.
Right.
So Chofetz Chaim, the reason we have Targum is for Havana purposes, and it's not for same purposes, right?
Right.
So if that's the case, then what are you gaining by saying the third time the pasuk?
Right, in other words, if you're saying you can be Yotzi with Rashi, and Rashi's not in every pasuk anyway.
And it's all Havana to begin with.
Yeah.
If you don't have to act out, what are you Yotzi with?
Right. That's why the Pasha...
Because it's a third one.
Yeah. Even but, though... But what he's saying is, even though it's not on every... Every Pasha.
That's making effort, but it's
right.
A third one.
The Chafetz Chaim doesn't say, for example, doesn't hear that you should be Shemek and Rashi, and any Rashi you should be Mashal with a Pasha the third time. He doesn't say that.
Yeah.
There is... Like what we said in the past, right? According to Rabbi Halper, we should say, right, Rashi and Mashal three times, right?
Right.
But if for other purposes, then it's just an understanding.
Right. Yeah, if you want to look, before we were saying that that Birkas Koyanim, look in on page 22. You see, in Achumashim we have a taish for Birkas Koyanim. The Rabbeinu Yoina didn't have. Yivrech Hashem, page 22. Yavrichinoch Hashem, v'yatrinoch. Yor Hashem panav elach v'kunechi yin har Hashem shchintei levasach yirachem yosach. He should shine the shchina and chavav yisa Hashem apay levasach v'shaviloch shalom. And Hashem should face you. He should put his face towards you and put shalom. And there's a Targum Yonis in here also. But, so that was the suffix of the Shlah, is that is that really a Targum Sinai or not? Oh, but now, let's go back to the original of Atars V'Divam. So take a look on page 19. Mikna Rav Hayol Levnei Ruvain Vlevnei God Otsumoid Fayures Yazer Ves Eretz Gilad Vine Hamokom Mikom Mikna. You know, there's a vort in one of the Hasidic Sfarim. It says it's a steer in Psukim. Because if you read in Zois HaBracha, it says, why did they want to live over there? Kisham Chelchas Mechoikik Sofon. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was. But here, it says because the Mikna Rav. So the Hasidic Sfarim write, is a double taitcher Mikna Rav. It means they had a kinyan in their Rebbe. They had such a kinyan in their Rebbe, they wanted to live in the...
But Bishal, they said to Moshe, they will stay here, to stay here. It's because the Mirad we do it where it is a better place for the...
Right, and also the Mefarshim explained they didn't want to be maskir to Moshe his misa, because it'll be more rare the kitrug that. But it's interesting. So he says, "Vayevo b'nei God v'nei Reuven yomel Moshe v'alalozar akoyin v'lsiyah ha'edol emor ha'toros v'divon v'yaze v'nimro v'cheshman v'alolei u'svam u'nevo u'va'on." So we have. Uncle is Teiches. Umchlelta, umalbeshta, vechumrin, ubeis nimrin, ubeis cheshbuna, bale devava sima, ubeis kuvra de Moshe uvaon. So what's this Teich? Oh. So Rav Yonis and Eipschitz had a pshat in this whole Gemara of what a new pshat in the Gemara. What does it mean? Afilu Tars V'Divon. Because Rashi learned Afilu Tars V'Divon that doesn't have a tagum. You have to read three times. Tosis learns Afilu Tars V'Divon, and then from Rashi comes out that any time there's no tagum, three times. And then we had a machloikas. What's the din if there is a tagum but you're bederach, right? And then Tosis learns it means what? That there's a Targum Yerushalmi. But if Taka there's no Targum, then the Rabbeinu Yonis says only twice. So Rabbi Yonis and Eifshitz want to give another pshat. And why Chazal say, Afila Taurus V'Divon? because Pashtus is looking for something without Targum, so say like say Reuven v'Shimon. It's more Pashtut than say a Torah v'Divim. Oh. So take a look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Samach Gimel Amud Beis, yeah. 25. Ki also where the arrow is. You see where the arrow is? A small arrow, a quarter of the way down. Last word on the line is ki.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ki also Ula came, Bas, he slept, Bekalbinbo. He slept in that place, Kalnibo. That's where he said, here, look at Rashi. First skinny line. Bekalbinbo, Lan ba also Iev, he nikres Hashem, Avodus Kochovim Shimbo. So the name of the city was called Kalbino because that it was the Avodah Zarah that's the name was. So he was sleeping in that city. He said, so he says, where are you sleeping? They asked the Ula. I'm sleeping in Kalbino. So they asked, so he said back, Amalei, Vaksi v'shem, Elohim Acharim lo saskiru. It's also to say a name of Avodah Zarah. Amalei, Hachi Amar V'yochanan, Kol Avodah Kochovim Haksuva Batoira. Any Avodas Kochavim, the name of the Avodah Zarah is written in Chumash, Mutar Lahaskir Shema. So, Valhecha Ksiva, where is it written in the Ksiv, or written in Tanakh, Kara Baal Karim Navo. So that's Baal Karim Navo, that's the name of the Kabbano. Vilo Ksiva Lo, but if it's not, then you're not allowed to. Oh, so that's the Gemara. So now take a look in the Yaris Tavash on page 26.
But Yeshaya, that concept was talking about the Zara, or is it just...
Yeah. Tamrinim Gemara, take a look. The bottom of 26. Tamrinim Gemara, to also l'haskir shem avod Zara. Chut shema v'rezara k'suva b'torah, yesh l'azkiro. Ratam v'vur b'zara ki yesh l'am tzad k'dusha. V'emisitu d'tov v'ra. In other words, something that's muskar in the Torah, so there must be some tov there that the Torah is a chashivas, even though it's an v'rezara, but there's a chashivas that it's mentioned in the Torah. V'eitz hadas asher mishapech mi'ra l'tov, mi'tov l'ra, u'lat ha'cheres ha'mishapechas. Masha'ein kein shar shemos avodah zara heim kulam ra avos ha'tumah. But something that's not, it's totally tumah. L'kach b'tamim ha'peh v'haloshen.
You have to be very careful with
that. Yeah.
I mean, how could we understand? I mean, it's like opening the door even a little bit to saying there's a spark of good and something that's one of the worst
times, right? Right, in that name has something on a different level of interpretation. He says, Zok havonas ha-gemara. L'olam yikra odam shnai mikra v'echa tagum afilo toros v'divam. Peish rashi she'en lem tagum. V'ikshu ha-toysis. Lama nokot eilu she'ish lem tagum yushalmi. V'lo nokot shar mekom she'en lem tagum klal. And so he says, v'nira de tagum yushalmi farish yas. Yas mal beshtav yas machalalta. V'yish lehovin mativan shal shemus ha-lolu. What's shot in the Targum? Aval in move on Kipeish Rashi in Bamidbar Yutes Musaba Shem. That these places then had a change of their name. Ki Hagoyim Hayukorim Loreim Al Shem Avodah Zarah. U Shekivshum Yisrael Heisebu Shmom L'Shemos Acher. So it was when they captured those territories, those cities, they changed the names. Vizeya Gamkein Atars V'Divon. That was the original name. So Atars V'Divon is the Nayan Numen, is the new name after it was conquered. The Salka Daitach, the Hach Targum Lo Likri, Dechie Nikra Vyaskiru Shema Varuzora. So as you might think, that Targum you shouldn't read, because it's a Varuzora. So you're not allowed to say a name of a Varuzora. Uchach Omrlu Mikol Mokum Chayv Lekroso. The Cave and the Nikra Betargum. Shmamino de Kabbalah beyodum the Shemus Halol Yesh Tzad Laskirim. So he's saying a chiddush. V'yesh mehem chelik ma mikedusha v'zohi emes lamita.
Bigger than Shemot.
No.
No,
those are the new names. Those are the kosher numen.
Yeah, but nobody's masked the other name.
The other name
was
the Avodah Zarah numen.
Yeah.
That's the name that the Targum gives. But that's in the Targum. So when you're saying Shnai Mikra V'Tachet Targum, maybe you're not allowed to say this Targum. This is the Targum Yerushalmi. So maybe you're not allowed to say it because it's Shemus of Avodah Zarah. So it could be he's learning that maybe it's even Targum Unkelus. But the Chiddush is, since the Targum put it in, that's like the same thing we said, that if Shteitan Torah, you're allowed to. So Shteitan Targum is like Shteitan Torah. So that's the Chiddush. I feel at Torah's V'divon that the Targum is doch an Asadik of Avodah Zarah, but the din is, when it's Shteit, so Shteitan Chumash is Muskim B'Torah. So Muskim B'Targum is Misinai. It could be he's learning that this is Targum, not like Torah. He's giving an egg and a pshat. That this is considered like Muskim B'Torah. Because it's Muskim B'Targum. Yeah.
But it voids Tosfos, Kasha, because this is more Mechudash than Reuven and Shimon, right?
Right, so this, now you understand why Dafka Taurus V'Divon. It could have said Reuven and Shimon. What's the Chiddush of a Taurus V'Divon? Chiddush is a Taurus V'Divon, the Targum is an Avodah Zarah Dika Targum.
And you still read it.
Yeshad Laskirin Gviyesh Mem V'Zo Emes Lamita. So this pshat, he says, answers all the kashas. Because if it's just telling you a pasuk that doesn't have targum, of all the psukim in the world that don't have targum, if you would say, you would think of a Torah's V'divon, say Reuven Shimon, but this now gives a pshat, because the targum is the Shemus Avodah Zarah, so you're not allowed to be maskir. But this, just like it's a din, you're allowed to be maskir if it's a pasuk. So too, if it's Targum, that means it's Misinai. So it was given over Misinai. You're allowed to be masking. Yeah. And there he says, Zohi Hasheila Gamkein, Homan Mea Torah Minayin. So he says, Homan, he made himself an Avodah Zarah. Ana Nisker Shem Avodah Zarah Zuba Torah Asher Mutar Laskiru B'Shem. Because you shouldn't be able to be maskir Homan. Because Haman, he's made himself like an Avodah Zarah. Al zeh heishiv hamina eitz. Ki unechaz be'etz adas tovera, v'zeh min ha'etz l'cha cheyusu tovera, mutu l'krosu kanal.
And we said, if you mask in the Torah, you're allowed to.
Right.
But not al tovera.
No, because anything that's musker in the Torah.
But Haman is not musker with the Torah.
Hamin ha'etz. Hamin is that's the Gemara Chulin. Haman men ator minayin, the Gemara Chulin kuf lamedes. Hamin ha'etz is Haman. That's the pshat that people give is, you know, al pipshuto, is that Haman, everyone was bowing down to him. So he's bothered him that Mordechai wasn't bowing. So that's the Yetzer Hara. That Rav Shechter said over, others say over, that one person is not bowing down, it bothered him. Just like by the Eitz Hadas, all the other trees were mutter. So you have enough. One tree wasn't, and that's bothering you. So that's the pshat that Rav Shechter said over, maybe others say over. So he's saying the same thing over here. That Haman men ator minayin, how do you know you're allowed to be maskir this Avodah Zarah of Haman, anu niska shem Avodah Zarah zuba torah al shemuta al skir b'shem, al zeh heishiv hamin ha'etz. Ki hu nechaz be'etz hadas tovera, v'zemen ha'etz, v'lachechi yoso tovera, mutul l'kroso, kanal. He says, and then he continues on, he says, V'emes b'chol ha'molek yesh tov v'ra. K'mo she'omru, am kal. That's a loshon ha'molek, osios ha'molek. Am b'kedushu v'reishus goyim, while kal b'tumma ha'kol nishma b'espar. Okay, well, there's different...
Yeah. Logical standpoint. I mean, I always thought Amalek is absolute.
Yeah, absolute evil.
Joel gets punished for showing a little an ounce.
Rachmanis.
And here we learn that there's a source. I mean, this is kind of like, but is there still there is absolute evil?
Right, this is absolute evil. There could be some kedusha that has some connection, but the Amalek itself is absolute, but that's his yisod here, in the Gemara, that Atarz Vidivon is because the targum, and then you understand very well why Dafka Atarz Vidivon and not anything else. One last thing in the Igros Moshe, where Moshe has a tshuva where he writes, page 28. He says, "Ubeinian kriyas aparsha shnayim mikra vecha targum." He says, "Vaday michuyovim levatei haaskaros kifi loshen hatargum." Because you have to say when Shem Hashem is in the targum, you have to say Shem Hashem.
The targum, you have to say Shem Hashem.
Right. He says, "Uvloza lo yotza ta'af atars v'divan tzarich lo magam pam shlishi." Kshe omar targum. You have to say, so it means it's a din of kriya that you have to read. Who a din afilu teva achas elo lachzir b'targum kol shekein shabloas koros einu klum. So he says, in other words, afilu atars v'divon that there's no targum. You still have to be maskir because it's a din that you have to be kori sholosh pa'amim. So therefore, if you're machzir shem Hashem, that was felt in the kriya. Right, but he's saying that even as you might think, maybe you're not saying a pasuk, so it's just a targum, so maybe you shouldn't say Shem Hashem. So he says no. He wants to say that since you see a tars with divron, so there's a din that you have to be kore three times, and even something that doesn't have, you have to say again. So the Shem Hashem. If you're mechasir, that means you didn't say the whole pasuk, and then you don't want, you know, it's a shayla if you're beyoyt saying that.
So it's never because I thought something that was a little bit being brought down by the Shulchan Aruch is that, like, if you read Rashi or even like the Chafetz Chaim, if you read Rashi, like, meaning like if you read the pasuk twice and then you read something that's a perush, that's something that's gonna like help you understand it better. So is the point of reading the targum the third time like to facilitate understanding, or is it just because it was I guess the way that in Sinai it was brought
right?
There.
So that's a question, right? So if you say that even Bizman Hazeh you still read the targum.
Like personally, if I were to read the Targum, I would just get even more lost than like from the Hebrew.
Right, so the Chofetz Chaim clearly learned. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said. The Chofetz Chaim said that it's only meant to teich, and if you don't understand the teich, then better do Rashi.
How about art school?
Yeah, so they talk about that. The English, there's a discussion about that.
Yeah, but you had by these fillers, you have Aramic.
Yeah.
A lot of fillers in Aramic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and that doesn't have any perish.
Right.
So it's like a somewhat of Kedusha in that language. Yeah. So like, if in Gemara times we spoke English, like, yeah, they're like, kind of like that.
On the Gemara
of
Misakin, we're talking about Shani Zatagam, right? Rashi explains it, meaning how could a pasuk mean that? Does targum mean? Because the same question I asked before. If Rashi is the one who touches up what targum means, obviously he doesn't mean himself.
Right.
So does it mean
the pasuk pshat is not it's referring to saying the targum?
So, but is it like Chofetz Chaim said that targum?
But the Chafetz Chaim is mechadish. But if you don't understand the targum, because it's just like the Mogen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch, Harav, right? That there's a chilek between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, if you read the psukim, even if you don't understand, you get a mitzvah. Torah Shebal Peh, you read Mishnayis and you don't know what you're talking about, it's no mitzvah. You don't get a mitzvah. And that's what Rabbi Braunschweigel in the Sefer quotes from Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, that Torah Shebichsav is called Mikro, because the Kriya Alein has the Chashivas. Torah Shebal Peh is called Mishnah Vishinantum, that's the Limud, that's the Havana. On Havana is not.
So what is Targum?
That's the Shaykh.
You're not allowed to say it, what's the meaning?
Right.
You're not allowed to say it from heart.
Right.
You have to say it from inside.
Right.
So maybe it's a Kiyum in Emunas Chachamim or Emunas in the Mesorah that's also Torah Mitzvah.
What? The Targum?
Yeah.
I mean, so you, just to say it,
the Star has a... It's Mikra and it's a Kiyum in that.
Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a discussion in his Sefer, and what's the din of Nevi'im Uksuvim? Does that have a din that if you just read it, it's orals? Is that like...
It's like Torah Shebichsav, is it?
Right, but is it a din in Chumash we have this din of just reading the Pesukim alone, or is it in all of Tanakh that there's a Chashivas?
It's in all of Tanakh Mitzvah, no?
Yeah. What?
What was the
Terrace? There's a whole discussion there in the Hakdama to say
you
from...
You see the Hiddo of trees after the Klav.
Right.
You see, that's one of the...
Right, to read a klavka, to be moitzi...
The
oiler. The moitzi acherim, right, because the Torah writes that Dvarim Shebichsav, Yata Roshoi, Lomer Bal Peh, is only to be moitzi acherim yidei chovoson. So when we moitzi acherim yidei chovoson, so then you have to read it...
Should you understand Rashi better than Targum, which is better to...
So the Chofetz Chaim says to read Rashi.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
He said three times in Rashi.
That's the best thing.
Right.
Yir Hashem.
Yir Hashem should be two times
Targum and then Rashi. Yeah. Yeah.
So you read the Rashi before the next pasuk.
Two times Targum. Yeah.
No, two times
the pasuk. Targum. Yeah, and that's then the Gechin. Then you want to read Rashi. You read Shemayim. Reads Rashi also. And the Chofetz Chaim says he thinks Mikra Din, it's Rashi b'mkom, even b'mkom Targum. But the Pashup Shad in the Shulchan Aruch is that, like the Ram said, that it's Targum is Rashi's is Noisef L'Kach. It's Yerushamayim, it's Rashi. But the Targum, that you should say anyway.
But what's important to say the third time Mikra, not Targum?
It's Rashi. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. That's how Rashi
learns.
The Tazer Divan that doesn't have a Targum, still you have to read Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. Meaning, so how are you going to do it? So Tazer says, Rashi must mean you read it a third time. And that's what the Shalosh says, that the Birkas Kohanim didn't have a Targum, so they read it three times, and that's why it's called Mishaloshes Batayra. Okay, very good. Go ahead.
Go ahead.